From in and around the DMV to inside the White House, it's the White House Report with April Ryan, now on 96.3 WHUR.
On the line,
our girl April Ryan from her home with the White House Report. What's good, April?
Well, Allison and Mark, hello. What's good? What's just? Justice is rolling. Keith Ellison, the prosecutor, the state attorney general in Minnesota, has now changed the charge for Chauvin, the man who put the knee on the neck, the officer who put the knee on the neck of George Floyd. It's now second-degree murder versus third-degree. Now, originally, Chauvin, the officer with the knee on the neck, received manslaughter and third-degree murder. And manslaughter and third-degree murder are kind of hand-in-hand. So now they're saying there is a piece of intention to harm and malice for second degree. But the charges have been upgraded, basically.
Right.
But this moment in time for the president of the United States could be his kryptonite. Why? Because we are still seeing protests. How many days in? We're over a week in with protests. There's still looting. There's still violence. There's still standoffs with the police. The president wants calm. And get this. The problem is all of this is still happening in the midst of COVID. They were trying to bring the economy back. Larry Kudlow called it at the time before the marches and the protests before the George Floyd. He said it was bloody hell with the economy. We were in a recession trying to stave off a depression. Where are we now? We're looking for those numbers. We're looking for how long it will take us to dig out. And it's all about the numbers for the president. And this is personal. When people are personally affected, they say no more. So we'll see how that translates to the polls. And I'm going to tell you something. It is so big that you've got Barack Obama and George W. Bush talking about it, about how the president, they didn't like how the president addressed it in the Rose Garden with tear gas flying at peaceful protesters, with the National Guard policing us. So there's a lot going on here. This could be a kryptonite moment for the president. We have to see how it plays out.
A kryptonite moment. I like that.
Did you watch Superman?
This might be the kryptonite.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, April Ryan, with the White House Report.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.